Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Just a general reminder to Padres fans, you can't take the four worst guys on your roster and send them to a team to get one of their better players with years of control. Just a gentle...
Always a good PSA.
Just a good, yeah. Kind... gentle reminder that Wandy Peralta, Brandon Lockridge, Jason Hayward, and Martin Maldonado is not going to get you back Jaron Duran. Just to throw it out there, Matt Waldron probably not going to get it done. Just FYI.
I do think the chat, when they started going down the road, would you include Jeremiah Estrada,
yeah,
in a deal? That is...
That's an interesting one.
Oh, that's an interesting one. I would hate losing Jeremiah Estrada because you need his arm.
Yeah, Adam Major or Alec Jacob is not going to get it done. You know, you can't take your cast-offs, package them together.
But Estrada, young, controllable, electric, yeah, arm, bullpen help that they need, proven... Could you replace a Jeremiah Estrada with guys like Bradley Rodriguez and David Morgan? You'd be taking a risk if you did that.
It stings, but just ask yourself, who do we need more?
You need a left fielder more.
I
badly.
Think so too.
Somebody ill says, we can find left field elsewhere. Where?
Really?
Why haven't we? Are you kidding? What? The left field tree is looking very bare right now. The left field tree is actually planted on the Salton Sea, and there's nothing growing on it. I was just there.
No nutrients.
No nutrients.
I saw the left field tree.
I saw it. I just saw it. Where are these left fielders? Where are these corner outfielders? Where are these first basemen? Everyone tells me that the world is so replete with. They're not. We can't find one ever. We have Luis Arraez playing first base. Okay? And we have Brandon Lockridge, Jason Hayward, Gavin Sheets,
Tyler Wade,
and Jose Iglesias playing left field. They're not easy to find. Clearly.
I don't even look. Who do you think who's played the most games in left field for the Padres this year? I couldn't even guess.
Hayward, I think, is still probably.
He missed some time. Like,
he missed a month. And has been, you know, again on the IL. But I think it's still Jason Hayward.
Bat dance. Some of us fans just need to stay on the couch for real. Yeah, I mean, that's good advice. Us too. I'm right there with you because my brain is also spinning. Now, listen, you never know what another team values, right? And we think that the Boston Red Sox, Dennis said, they still want to compete. It's a hard thing for a GM in June, on June 2nd, to say, you know, we're probably not going to get it done. Is Roman Anthony, Ben, a rookie who's never played in the big leagues, is he going to save the Boston Red Sox this season? Is he going to come in and hit 385?
I don't know that it's a matter of him saving them, but they need to bring him up. They need to start playing him.
That's fine and dandy. That's absolutely fine and dandy. But Dennis says the Red Sox want to potentially get rid of Duran while also competing. At what point does Craig Breslow look at himself in the mirror and say, we're probably not going to compete this year? How do I sell that to this already disgusted Red Sox fan? They're sick right now with what's happening to their beloved Boston Red Sox right now. They're in the tank, man, and they were in the tank last year. You know, that's a team that is supposed to make the playoffs. They're supposed to compete with the Yankees, and, I mean, they're not having a good season. So they can say how we want to. So I'm asking the question of, like, if you're Craig Breslow, you're like, hey, give me Jeremiah Estrada, and then we start to compete? I don't know. An eighth inning guy, like, you rarely have the lead in the eighth inning, you know? I mean, they could make him their closer potentially, but you don't know what another team values. You don't know what's going to get the deal done. But I will promise you, it's not garbage for diamonds. Garbage for diamonds doesn't really happen.
As for the potential need for starting pitching, depending on how long Michael King and Yu Darvish are out, that to me is a much trickier path to navigate.
Big time.
I mean, look at maybe the series we just saw. Pirates are probably open for business. And, I mean, would you be interested in
Falter and Haney
Heaney,
right now,
or
today?
Bailey Falter, because those guys might be available. They won't get to pitch against the Padres every time, but Falter had an incredible month of May.
Yep.
I mean, that was not a fluke. He pitched well every single time he was out in the month of May.
God, man, they got some players. Like,
I mean, it's not Skeens is pipe dream, fine, whatever. But those guys are realistically likely available, you know, gettable. Will they be, you know, will they keep pitching well enough that they would be useful for a team like the Padres in a playoff push in the second half of the season?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, there's a few teams right now open for business. Baltimore Orioles, they just swept this weekend. They finally had their first sweep of the season. But, you know, I don't think they're going anywhere in the East. I really don't think the Red Sox are going in anywhere in the East. People are mentioning Brian Reynolds. He's so ungodly expensive right now. And I know AJ is. I've thought Brian Reynolds was going to be a Padre for like the last 6 years. So the fact that he's not has surprised me. But I don't know, man. I'm honestly, most players are an upgrade in left field right now. It doesn't have to be Jaron Duran. But it has to be someone.
No, you know,
here's what the Padres have done:
Ryan O'Hearn and Cedric Mullins from the. Or
I think Mullins just went on the IL.
But they're not. You know, Duran is a potential All Star. Duran was challenging for an MVP.
Sure.
If Judge didn't exist, you know, Duran got, you know, could have been an MVP last year. You don't find those guys available every single day.
Yeah.
Padres have had 30 games in left field with Jason Hayward, 20 games with Brandon Lockridge, 14 appearances by Oscar Gonzalez.
Oh, I forgot about Oscar Gonzalez.
9 games by Gavin Sheets, 5 from Tirso, 4 from Tyler Wade, and then 1 each from Jose Iglesias and Connor Joe.
Connor Joe. It's a short-lived career.
Oscar,
I mean, really,
is in Japan
anybody
now,
that,
correct?
Oscar's in Japan now.
Like, anybody that can get in there and just, like, league average on a regular basis is a massive upgrade.
Somebody's got to be better than that.
But it can't be Gavin Sheets. I think we all feel like they need him at DH, and you're risking injury when you're putting him out in left field.
Yep. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what this team's able to pull off.
If I'm working on anything with Gavin Sheets, I'd give him a first baseman's glove and have him just exclusively working on that, because he's got the build of a first baseman.
Jake to left field. We've tried that. Woods tried to get AJ to move Jake to left field last week.
It didn't work. He's not great at first either.
I'm saying, but like, if he's going to work on anything in the field, like, I mean, that's kind of the only spot for him.
He's
other
probably
going to
hurt himself at first base, though.
What do you? I mean, what's you know, it's DH.
I think he's perfect DH. Perfect DH.
Perfect.
But you need a left fielder.
Yeah.
And you don't have one.
I'm very mad at Dennis Lynn for that report.
Because
now I'm thinking about
all I picture him is in what he looks like in the City Connects on a Friday night.
And I'm thinking, all right, so we go lead off, Jaron Duran.
Right.
And then he puts Tatis in the 2, Merrill 3, Machado 4.
Arise 5,
Bogey, Cronin.
Sick, like, Sheets. And you're like, oh my God, I know.
That's a pretty solid lineup right there.
Yeah, if you play MLB The Show, you're already working that trade right now. You're trading Yuki Matsui and Sean Reynolds over
to
the Red Sox and hitting force trade.
Speaking of interesting pieces on the Padres this morning, Letters to AJ has a new Substack out. Very advanced stuff talking about Fernando Tatis Jr.'s slump. He gets in, if you really like to get into the advanced look at batting metrics.
He makes me feel very dumb.
Yeah, I mean, attack angle. I mean, it's a couple things surprised me, though. First of all, he connected the slump possibly to the hit by pitch from Mitch Keller from the beginning of the month of May, that while it never kept Fernando out, I think it was just the one day he missed, could it have affected his swing a little bit? That's just speculation on Letters to AJ's part, but it's certainly something you want to think about because they do coincide somewhat, you know, one-to-one with Fernando's lack of production. But what really surprised me is that feels like Fernando's just hitting ground ball after ground ball, and that's been the problem. He actually had a higher ground ball rate in April when he was red hot, and is hitting more balls in the air, which is what you'd think you want him to do.
So
he's just not hitting. He's just not hitting line drives like he was in April. He's hitting like no line drives. Too many, you know, flyouts that aren't going anywhere. And when he does hit ground balls, now they're not finding holes. They're going right at people for double play grounders and ground out. So, you know, some bad luck maybe in it for Fernando Tatis Jr. As is usually the case, an explanation is not simply one thing. It's oftentimes multiple things stacked upon each other.
Pretty interesting. I just saw this come out graphic. Most 100-mile-an-hour plus ground balls. Number one, Yandy Diaz. Number two, Jaron Duran. Number three, Fernando Tatis Jr. Stack them right next to each other in the lineup, and they're just hitting 110-mile-an-hour ground outs at people. Rafael Devers in there. Juan Soto's in there as well. James Wood is in there. So, yeah, man. Look, we all subscribe to the hit the ball hard, good things will happen, and more often than not, they do. But we were subjected to Eric Hosmer hitting 105-mile-an-hour line drive or ground balls right at the second baseman for 6 years. So
it's also worse when you're doing it as a because, well, it's easier to get a guy out on a ground ball to the right side. On a ground ball to the left side, yeah, you're going to hit some hard ones at people and get out, but you're also going to get some infield singles in the hole. It's tougher to get guys out on the left side. But when you're pulling it to the second baseman or the first baseman, you're out 99% of the time if you don't get to a hole.
No doubt.
So that
you like
that
to get to a hole. You want to get to a hole quicker than not.
Correct.
Right. Holes are good.
In this sense, yes.
Yes. I mean, really in every sense.
Well,
unless you fall in one.
Padres have a hole in left field. It's not good.
There's a
either.
Hole in the lineup. Hole's not always great.
Not always.
Holes are just, yeah. Hole is not hole.
So that was interesting. Letters to AJ also points out what we, I think, all realize, that he says the basically the easier part of the schedule is now over. The soft part of the schedule. Ooh, 57
games.
Feel
soft, did it?
33-24, but between now and the All-Star break, essentially, the only team the Padres face that has a losing record is the Arizona Diamondbacks. And no one is under any misconception that those are going to be easy games to win against a divisional rival.
Boy, this makes me a little nervous. David J. just put in the chat, he's an exception, Duran, that is, an exceptional Fenway hitter. Roughly 25 to 30 of his extra base hits last year are outs.
Ooh.
Playing in the NL West. Remind you of anybody that's on our current roster. Was an exceptional hitter at Fenway. Has come here and has not been, by all accounts, an exceptional hitter in the slightest.
322 feet, you know, fly balls to left field that are doubles in Boston are outs here. Yeah.
Interesting.
Xander's an entirely different topic.
Yeah, he is. For an entirely different day.
Yeah, I just don't think I can get into that right now.
Xander, we got eight more
Xander,
years.
I don't have.
We have nine more years to talk about it. We're good. Fine, plenty of time. I'll be long gone. Just so you know, I will not see the end of his contract. I'm telling you that right now. Mark my words. If I see the end of Xander Bogaerts' contract on the radio, something's gone terribly wrong in my life.
You could say maybe.
You got a problem.
Yeah. I got a problem. Yeah. Nine more years? No chance. No chance. I will not be on the air the day he hangs him up as a San Diego Padre. If he plays
even optimistic, Ben is changing his focus to what is it going to take to get Xander going to what did they get so wrong about Xander?
How did we get this so wrong?
It's hard for me to see a path that turns into a guy. I mean, you know, hopefully he can be just a league average player and not, you know, a bad player for the kind of money that he's making, but I don't ever see him
Like, playing. That's still an L.
I don't ever see him playing up to his contract at this point, which is kind of sad.
No, us begging for him to be just league average for his career, or the last portion of this contract, that still is an L.
Yeah.
I mean, you're paying premium money at a premium position and hoping and praying for league average production.
Well, we still got a guy in the chat mad that that AJ traded Max Fried. This is like, that's like, how long ago was that?
11 years ago?
Yeah. I mean, again,
10 years ago.
All his trades haven't been home runs. No GM's trades are home runs every single time. In fact, rarely. I mean, really. It's he's made some big, big blockbuster trades. A lot of them have worked. Some of them haven't. But I think right now he's got this organization in a pretty good place. This is going to be a pretty big trade deadline for us. You know, it's going to be very, very big. I think you're going to see a few new faces here. How do you get that done? Going to be really, really entertaining to watch it unfold.
I almost look at AJ as a different.
Oh, he's a different guy.
A different guy than he was when he first got the job. I think he's better at every aspect of the job than he was 10 years ago.
Yeah, me too.
Now, no one's perfect, but he has continued to improve on scouting, signings, trades, free agent signings, roster building, bullpen building, hiring coaches and managers, you know, putting, I mean, I feel like he's gotten better everywhere over the last 10 years.
George, I agree with this. George says that Larry Rothschild is by far his worst. Yeah, you can give me all the Max Fried. You can trade all the Max Frieds you want. I agree. Larry Rothschild is by far
the worst. And it sounds so obvious. Learn from your mistakes. But so many of us don't. So many of us repeat the same mistakes stubborn-headedly over and over again because we think our way, hey, I got to the big leagues as a GM because I believed in this, so I'm not going away from it. I feel like AJ has learned from some mistakes.
Sure, no question.
Going down the road, managers that didn't work out, coaching hirings that didn't work out, and he has adapted and changed some things about how he has built his team.
Yeah, you have to.
In a positive way.
Curtis says in the chat, AJ feels more savvy and creative compared to 5 years ago.
I agree.
And I agree 100% with that.
I agree, too. And look, he's absolutely fleeced some teams. They did an interview with Rick Hahn, I believe is his name, the GM of the White Sox, and they asked him. He goes, all right, I can't remember who it was. It was somebody big, though. He goes, give it to me. What's the one you can pull back? And he laughs. He goes, obviously, it starts and stops with Fernando Tatis Jr. And this is why we did it, and it was terrible, and I wish I didn't do it. And I'm sitting there going, for all the Max Frieds, for all the Trey Turners, whatever, you got Fernando Tatis Jr. out of, you know, you got Luis Arraez for nothing. I mean, honestly, like nothing. Nothing.
Yeah, Joe Musgrove.
Joe Musgrove, yeah.
Blake Snell. I mean, what was that, like Luis Patino
guys? And like, now you have Luis Patino back in your organization. Right? Like, it's just, it's wild. It's wild. Everyone said for a while, don't trade with the Rays. We've actually traded with the Rays pretty well.
Yeah.
You know, he's done a good job, man. And like you said, I do think it's important to note, he absolutely has learned from a lot of his mistakes. Now, could that change? Absolutely. Could he go out and trade Leo Dallas DeVries, you know, in 2 weeks for Jaron Durant? Potentially. Nothing's off the table with this guy.
Idea. Homework assignment for Ben. Go through every transaction, every trade that AJ Preller has made
since
2015 or whatever. You know, go to the beginning.
MLB transactions.
Every trade. And then sort them out into good, bad, or indifferent.
Just do the war on all of the players in the return.
Let us know how what his record is.
It is wild, man. I mean, look, I know.
How many trades do you think that is, by the way?
How many trades has he made? 400?
In 10 years?
At least.
I wouldn't say he makes 40 a year, but
it feels like it.
I would say we're probably well over triple digits at this point.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, over under 150 trades.
That sounds close to the number. Maybe a little under. I don't know.
It's crazy.
15 years is a lot.
It's crazy. It's crazy, the number. The number is absolutely astounding.
I would guess, you know, there's going to be so many prospect for prospect, neither make it to the show.
Sure.
You call that, you put that in the indifferent pile. And then there's bad trades. We all know them. And then there's been good trades. We just talked about some of them. I bet he's hit on more than he's missed for sure.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I would say he's brought more war in to the organization than he has shipped out future war. Like what you lost.
Ben will let us know at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning.
The guy in our chat crying again. It's like, man, we gave up Jack Sawinski. Jack Sawinski's hitting 128 with one RBI. He has five hits on the season. Ooh. Ooh, man, what a bummer. What a bummer.
You do have to remember that AJ, for some reason, does a really good job of getting his own prospects, people excited about them.
Yes.
Which makes it hard to lose them sometimes, but boy, it seems to increase their trade value.
You guys miss Graham Pauly a lot. Or...
All right, we got to take a timeout. We do have those tickets to win to the San Diego. Let me make sure I get this right.
County Fair.
We'll do that in our next segment. So don't go away. Your chance to win coming up after Kelly's Traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. First, though, I will tell you about Prize Picks. We are in the month of June. It is championship month. The last series in the Professional Basketball League begins this week, and you can watch all the games with Prize Picks by setting daily fantasy lineups for your chance to win up to 2,000 times your money. Put SGA and Tyrese Halliburton into lineups as they go head to head for the title starting on Thursday. Look for options like points and rebounds and assists. You can do it all. And of course, we got basketball as well at the same time as baseball. So if you're watching baseball games, you can cross sports, put your favorite local players into the lineup like Manny Machado, Fernando Tatis Jr., hits plus RBI, runs scored, different lineups, different ways to win with Prize Picks. And when you download the app, make sure you use our special code KWFN, our call letters, to get $50 instantly when you play your first $5 lineup. That's $50 instantly with your first $5 lineup simply by using the code KWFN. What a great month to play Prize Picks. Run your game. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for details.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Padres opening a four-game series against the San Francisco Giants tonight at Oracle Park. I wonder what the weather's going to be like in San Francisco.
Chilly.
Usually is.
You know, the coldest summer.
Thank you, Mark Twain.
The coldest winter I ever spent was the summer I spent in San Francisco.
It's a chilly ballpark.
It is. It's a great ballpark.
It is. It can get cold up there. Now here, I don't know if the humidity that we had this weekend, I hate humidity, stretches all the way up to Northern California. Did you feel it? No, you were in...
I was in the desert. It was 105 degrees. Yeah. It was excruciatingly hot.
Paul, you got back on Friday, right? You heard it. You felt a little bit of the stickiness here in San Diego.
Oh, yeah. Our game yesterday was in Oceanside at 9 a.m., and I was pouring sweat after warming up. I was like, it's muggy. It's not hot. It's just disgusting.
It's going to be nice in San Francisco. High of 63 every day, down to 54.
Wow.
That's nice.
Still chilly at night, though. Yeah, I mean, at the ballpark. Not not too bad. Padres will send Stephen Kolek to the mound tonight against Logan Webb.
Okay.
Guys, you got to keep the ball down. Webb tends to do it well, although, as Paulie reminded me on our notes here, Padres got to Logan Webb pretty good back on April 29th when they swept that two-game series. Padres got him for 9 hits and 5 earned runs in 5 innings.
Toot him.
So, and a 7-4 win for the Padres. So, they do have a couple of games in hand. Now, Padres have not announced a starting pitcher for Game 2 of the series tomorrow night. They do not have anyone because they sent Kyle Hart back down to the minors. That would have been his spot in the rotation. So, the question is, who is going to get that start? Matt Waldron has been activated off the injured list.
Okay.
Sent to AAA El Paso to presumably continue ramping up, even though his rehab stint is over. So, the leading speculation based on who has thrown like 5 days ago, the right amount of time, would be a Ryan Burgert start getting a call up from the minor leagues.
He's not up yet, though.
He is not up. He's been up, but he's not up now. They need to make a move.
Been up, didn't pitch.
Before the game. Did he pitch? Did he not pitch? He may not have pitched, but he did come up at least once. That would be the leading speculation, but I don't think Mike Schilt has made any official announcement as to who's going to go in Game 2 of the series. Padres will have Nick Pivetta going on Wednesday night against Kyle Harrison in Game 3 of the series. And then on Thursday, it's a day game, a 12:45 start here in San Diego. And up in San Francisco, Dylan Cease against Robbie Ray to wrap up the series.
Take a split here? Yeah. The answer is yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Take a split. 100%. With
keeps you ahead of the Giants.
With Kolek, TBD, Pivetta, and who? Cease. Yeah. I take a split.
I mean, you're getting your two best out there. You got to get at least one of those two and hopefully find a way to win one of these first two.
Yeah.
Going to be the tougher ones.
No doubt.
You do have your... You do have Pivetta and C still in the last couple of games, but you said Ray has been probably their best pitcher
so far, dude.
They have him in waiting for the final game of the series if they're going for a series win or a split as well. So, it should be an interesting test. The Dodgers, meanwhile, continue against their New York swing. They'll be hosting the Mets now after the Yankees had visited for 3. That's a matchup against two of the top teams in the National League as well. So not just the Padres are playing a tougher part of their schedule, but Dodgers have been going through a tougher part of their schedule as well.
Yeah, they handled business, man, Friday and Saturday night for sure. Just put it on the New York Yankees and at least one of their better pitchers. Will Warren was not good on Saturday, but Max Fried has been phenomenal. And Dodgers got to him and do what they are doing. They're tough and getting tougher. They're about to get Emmett Sheehan back. He's throwing about 98 right now, carving up the lower levels right now, not the lower levels, the minor leagues. They're going to get him back in the starting rotation. Should be getting back. I think Bobby Miller's had 2 really good starts in a row, but I'll take Bobby Miller anytime. He's never really performed that well. The opportunities he's had this year. Yeah, man. Blake Snell is due to come back. Glasnow is due to come back. They're a strong team getting stronger.
All right, we've got the Rindle Report back, an official, real version of the Rindle Report coming up in our final segment.
How'd it go?
It was great.
There's a lot of auto racing talk when Frank was in.
The
Klug
Report was something. It was fine.
He came with a better attitude, I think.
He did. He had a much better attitude.
No hoodie, not slouching.
Well, he did freak out. You saw the video of him
But yeah, no idea, no context, no idea what that was going on.
He kind of threw it like a temper
little,
tantrum.
Little mini tantrum.
Yeah.
Yeah, Adam was fine.
He was mad right because he had something wrong on the board.
Now, Darren, he couldn't get Darren on Zoom, and he started raging.
I heard Adam was running the board for a Padres game this weekend, too. Yeah. Jesse was thanking studio engineer Adam Klug.
Yep.
Yeah. That poor guy. I'm out in the desert on a spiritual retreat. Adam. He's in here running the board.
Poor Adam.
I had about four or five different people reach out to me and just say, hey,
come on back.
Your value has gone up.
Yeah, your value's gone up. I told
you. When's your contract up?
I told Kluger that, man. I said, hey, next time he asks for a raise, just give it to him.
Before we get to the Roundel Report, though, now is your time to call in and win a four-pack of tickets to the San Diego County Fair and parking as well. That's a big add-on. 833-288-0973. Let's take the fourth caller right now. 833-288-0973. It's Wednesdays through Sundays, June 11th through July 6th at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. Tickets are on sale at sdfair.com, but win them right now. 833-288-0973. Four packs and parking to the San Diego County Fair. Back with the Roundel Report. Final segment of Bennett Woods on a Monday next here on 97.3 The Fan. First, though, Woods and I want to tell you about Trust and Will. It's still spring, technically until June 20th. And if you got your spring cleaning to-do list out, perhaps you want to add some, you know, documentation that you've been putting off for far too long by going to trustandwill.com.
I got so many things on my list of, that I have to do. Like, I have to go to the doctor soon. I've got to go to the DMV. Still putting that off. This is one that you can just do, and you're done forever. You're done. You get your will or your trust done, and you're done. You put it in the desk, and you forget about it, right? And go to trustandwill.com. Use the code FAN when you check out. You'll get 20% off. And they'll send you your estate documents for free. You throw them in your desk and you're done.
Yeah, it only takes about 20 minutes, really.
It's so easy.
You can get real legal documents, super affordable. You don't have to go to a lawyer's office with billable hours. Like Wood said, just use the code FAN. Get 20% off and free shipping at trustandwill.com. That's trustandwill.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that?
I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sour on 97.3 The Fan, brought to you by Staples. Spent the break watching a play from over the weekend at the College World Series. A sacrifice fly. It was Oregon and I forget who Oregon was playing.
I just watched it. I forgot.
The Oregon runner from third was tagging up, got to the plate, collision with the catcher who was right in front of the plate, lost the ball, and then guy barreled him over and scored. But on instant replay, on review, the umpires ruled that the guy was out for malicious contact, for barreling over the catcher. And Woods and I are both looking at him. Paul is, we're looking at him going, what else can the guy do? The guy's standing right there, plate's in his way. He didn't lower his forearm or anything. He kind of put his arm straight out like to brace himself for contact that he knew was inevitable as he's trying to get to the plate. And not only they called him out, they ejected him from the game.
Yes, malicious contact.
Well. And
I
think
it's ridiculous.
It really is absurd.
I think it is a reminder that no matter what they do at the Major League Baseball level, the college baseball level, Buster Posey rule, it's like an impossible play. There's no right answer about what to do about plays at the plate.
Well, and after last year, the play at home plate at Petco Park. You guys know which one I'm talking about. I mean, there's no blocking. They called it blocking. It's absurd.
Two years ago, it happened like four times.
Yeah, it did. Yeah.
I remember against him every time.
I remember asking Bomel about it, and he's like, don't ask me because I don't have the foggiest idea. And I was a catcher. Like, he has no idea how to impart to his own catchers what they need to do. What is the solution? There's only one. There's only one. You have to go back to the way that it was. You can blow up a catcher at any time.
And he can block the plate.
And he can block the plate. It sucks.
It's dangerous.
It's dangerous.
It's dangerous.
But they don't call them the tools of ignorance. There is.
But then you go back to that and you lose a catcher like Buster Posey for a year because of an injury. And you go, well, now
tough,
I remember
man.
Why
that's
we had that rule
always,
in the first place.
That's how it's always been. That's how it's always been. It's the only way to fix it. It really is. That's the tough part. It's the only way to remedy it.
The way to fix it, you're right.
That's it.
Go back to how it was, and if you have a star catcher, you tell him,
don't
swipe tag. Do not block the plate. Do not risk getting injured. You're too valuable. For one run over the course of a season,
it's not worth risking it. Yeah.
Don't block the plate, Buster Posey.
Think about...
I don't care if it makes you not look tough enough back there.
We
can't lose you.
Think about back in the day, the takeout slide at second base, shortstop and all that, and they got rid of that.
Yeah. And if it's the playoffs and it's game seven and it's tied and you got to... Okay.
You got to wear it. Yeah, man. It's tough. As far-fetched as it sounds, Ben, the only way you could fix it entirely is to have another base off of the base that you stand on, and if I catch it before you get to home plate, you're out. No collision, no contact, no tag necessary. It's almost a forced play at home.
That's not baseball.
That's not baseball. But, man, it is a... That I felt so bad for that kid from Oregon.
He did nothing with double bases at first.
Me too. I'm fine with it.
They talked about that.
Doesn't matter to me.
That makes
no negative impact on the game
Correct.
Whatsoever.
Doesn't change anything. Doesn't change it at all. It really doesn't. But, man, Commendatory said, let's not forget this game used to be perfect. Yeah, there were definitely some perfect aspects of it. Now, you know, I don't want somebody barreling down on my shortstop and how they used to roll up on him and take out the knees and all that. That's fine. But, man, the catcher is there. He's got all his gear on. The guy's coming full steam ahead. It's really the only way to fix it. It really is. Because nobody, even including the umpires or the managers, knows what blocking the plate is anymore.
All right, we got about a little over 10 minutes remaining. It belongs to our Paul Reindel, who's back with the Reindel Report after this check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan.
And get things started here with our... today's edition of the Reindel Report.
Now tuned into the greatest.
Welcome to the Reindel Report
with Paul Reindel.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Reindel Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3 The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
That was good.
Can I get a
All right, Paulie, did you think you were going to go the entire show today, back from vacation, without me mentioning the penis souvenir that you almost had to buy in Las Vegas that your wife tipped me off about?
Huh.
At 9:43. I believe this is when I brought it up last Friday when I got the text from Paulie's wife.
Interesting.
So you almost had to buy a penis souvenir. I have many questions. Number one, why were you fingering a penis souvenir? Why was it in your hands?
Alcohol.
Alcohol. Okay, you'd had a couple.
Oh, yeah.
And you went to where? Were you guys at the Hustler store?
No.
Some sort of adult emporium, perhaps, in Vegas? It's anniversary.
First off, I did see somebody in the chat in our 6 o'clock segment asked about it, and I go, how the hell did they know? So this is all coming full
everywhere.
Circle. It's all making sense now.
Yes.
No, this was Wednesday last week.
Okay.
We ventured down to Fremont Street downtown, where I had never been. I've kind of been through there, but never really walked around. It is a sight. They got the giant,
it's the slab city
LED
of Las Vegas.
Canopy
over the street.
Different casinos, concert stages everywhere. It's pretty wild. And had a few beverages.
What'd you have?
I think at that point it was just beer.
Okay, a couple beers.
And maybe a little Penn Higgins.
Oh, it'll get you.
And
what a combo.
Not Penn Griffey Jr.?
We rolled into an ABC store right there in the main drag on Fremont Street to grab some waters or something. And Megan wanted like a fridge magnet
sure.
for the trip.
Just a normal convenience store.
Yeah. But nothing in Vegas at these local ABC stores is normal. It's like a Spencer's gift shop when you walk in there.
Yeah.
And
was it porcelain?
It was, I didn't know what it was. There was a whole section of cannabis and wiener related items. And I go, well, let's see what we got here. And I picked up, it was like a rolling tray, and I didn't know it was two separate parts, but there. So I picked it up and be like, hey, babe, what
check
do you think? Should we get this? Because like, it was like a pipe or a bong or something,
yeah,
was the wiener. And as I picked it up, the wiener kind of started to wobble, and I knew it was, I could tell it was porcelain or glass or something. Now, she thinks, oh my God, Paul almost dropped this. That would have been embarrassing to have to buy it. Hey, my drunk husband dropped this. We'd like to purchase it now for, you know, $75. And I go, we're talking about what could have happened. We're not talking about my miraculous save.
Yeah.
Given my state of mind to like rebalance out the tray and catch it. So,
you didn't have to buy
it. Did not have to buy it.
So the wiener was actually a bong.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
Smoking. It was paraphernalia.
Hey, pack this up for me. I'm going to take a quick hit. Just real quick. Let me get this in me real quick. Interesting. Thank you, Megan, for that. I'm glad that we asked.
All right. We'll just do a couple of stories here. First off,
the dong bong. I need money. Just called it. That's
the dong
bong.
We will start off, I think you guys teased it earlier, could have been a don't do this, but what's going on in Dodger Stadium? Over the weekend, the Dodgers organization had to put up some protective netting after a piece of concrete fell and hit a Yankees fan who was in attendance on Friday night.
Would you guys say, I saw the picture of it, it's bigger than a softball size, and it came from how far up? Like,
it's at least a baseball size, and he's holding it in his hand.
Yes,
yeah,
that's
smaller
a baseball
than his
size,
hand, but still, that doesn't.
It's a big old chunk of rock.
I was like, is he alive? I mean,
where did it get?
I don't know how far it hit him.
The drop from high enough and hit you in the head, it would
kill you.
Yeah.
Kill you.
He received medical attention but stayed for the rest of the game. Nobody else was injured. Fell above section 10. Of the reserve level along the first base line. So they have put up some protective netting to prevent any other fans from getting struck by a chunk of concrete.
Literally, like, I see those signs when I'm driving, falling rocks, and I always look up like, oh, God, I hope a rock doesn't fall. But I never expected at a baseball stadium. But, I mean, you're not beating the allegations that that place is a dump that's falling apart, because it is.
It is very old.
I never understand the lore of Dodger Stadium. I've been there. It's terrible. Terrible.
Third oldest ballpark in baseball.
Yeah, it's a dump. And it's falling apart.
Yeah, it's not good.
Jim said they would have to take me out on a stretcher. Yeah, I probably would have played that up too a little bit. Oh!
My neck!
My neck! My back! Oh my God, I'm never going to recover.
So Guggenheim, what do you got?
Yeah, what do you got for me? Hey man, I'll shut up about it. I'm going to need $2 billion, just so you know.
And then we'll skip the NBA talk for
thank you.
Later.
Hey, congratulations to the Pacers.
Pacers
and
Thunder.
City. Excellent.
Early line, how about this? 9-point favorites for the
is
Thunder.
That right?
Yeah.
The Thunder are minus 750 to win the series.
Yeah. Pacers are plus 500. They're going to dominate them. Like,
it's a small market, lopsided. It's like the NBA's worst nightmare.
Yeah.
I mean, they have the MVP, and the Thunder have had an unbelievable season, but I don't think a lot of people are going to watch this series, unfortunately.
Really?
Yeah.
The only interesting thing...
You like the blowout, though?
I would bet on the Pacers, honestly. At that price?
That price,
just because that price is amazing. But obviously, everyone likes the Thunder.
I did see the Pacers. I was talking to a buddy. They have not lost back-to-back games since March.
That's crazy.
So, if they can steal game one on the road...
Series is over. They won.
The series is over. They're going to win it.
Yeah.
So, that's on Thursday night. Whatever. I got some pretty sad and shocking news, actually. So, we've talked about it before. The King of the Hill revival that's coming later this year was officially announced last week. The creators were waiting for, I think it was South by Southwest Festival in Texas to play a trailer and talk about the revival of, it was one of my favorite shows when it was on. And so King of the Hill comes back in, but the voice actor for John Redcorn, if you watched any of the show, he's a secondary character. His name is Jonathan Joss. He was murdered overnight Texas. He had an argument with his neighbor, and his neighbor shot him, and he's dead. Now, there were reports overnight, like speculation, hey, somebody died in this neighborhood. All we know is he's unidentified, but he was, I think, 59 years old is how... Yeah, 59. And they said that's the same age as the voice actor. And then it kind of came out a couple hours later that it was confirmed that he was murdered.
I don't like murder stories to wrap up the Rindel Report. I like fun wiener stories. I should have waited.
Well, yeah, it's kind of... It's
the only
riffable
story I wanted to talk about was Sidney Sweeney's bath. So,
well, we did that
and
already.
And I figured you guys already talked about it.
I would love to ask Woods, because you have all your voices that you'll do, but I don't think you've done a Hank Hill. Mike Judge's Hank Hill. Do you have that in the repertoire?
Damn it, Bobby.
That's about the best as I can do.
Damn it, Bobby.
Not bad. Not bad at all.
Damn it, Bobby.
But it feels a little disrespectful to just go right there after the tragedy that Paulie just brought up.
Now we have 3 minutes to awkwardly...
Shout out to his family.
To John Redcorn.
2 minutes and 57 seconds.
John Joss is the actor. Okay. Yeah.
Where is he?
It was in Texas, where he's from.
Yeah, shock.
That's got to be a tough job. I mean, not tough, but as a voice actor, you're going in, oftentimes without the rest of the cast.
Yeah,
you
just doing your stuff.
You're supposed to be reacting to other people, but...
My kids watch a lot of animated movies, and there's one that they watch, Leo, that they just love. Taylor watches it like twice a day. He's obsessed with Leo, and I think Jack Black is one of the voices, and who else does a voice in Leo? But I always think about them in the studio having to do, like, the bit of the voice, like, doing that for the whole movie would be kind of a nightmare.
I watched I think it was Inside the Actor's Studio. It's on YouTube.
Sandler's in it, yeah. He does Leo, I think.
I watched, what's his name that does Family Guy, Seth MacFarlane.
Yeah.
He does, like, five of the characters,
right.
And they had all the other people as well that do all the other characters, and they're doing a panel in character, and it's bonkers to watch.
It's crazy, man. It's such a talent.
Leo the Lizard has been stuck in the same Florida school for decades.
Yeah.
When he learns he only has 1 year left to live, he plans to escape to freedom, but instead has to rescue his class from their horribly mean substitute teacher.
Yeah, he loves it. It's his favorite movie.
Made-for-TV movie on the USA Network from 2023 with Adam Sandler.
Yeah, Sandler's
the,
in it.
The main voice.
Yeah, those guys are really talented. Really, really talented. Yeah, it's a bummer about that, but yeah, I'm not surprised. It's Texas.
Yeah.
Happens. Anyway.
Saw the trailer for King of the Hill. Looks great. Bobby Hill is visiting from Dallas,
okay,
where he is grown up now. It's been 15, 20 years. He's a fusion chef.
Damn it, Bobby.
Hank and Peggy return to Arlen after living in Saudi Arabia for a few years.
That makes no sense whatsoever. No. So good.
Bill Burr plays Squirtle, the Florida box turtle.
Is Jack Black in it, or am I out of
my
mind?
No, Jack Black is not in it.
All right,
Jason Alexander is in it. I've never heard of this movie until you just brought it up.
Yeah, my kids love it. Love it, love it. All right, gentlemen. Have a great rest of your afternoon.
All right, we have Padres baseball for you tonight. 6:45 first pitch.
6:45 might as well be midnight.
It's 5 minutes later than our normal game.
Might as well be an hour. It's going to be excruciating.
5 minutes later.
Cool. Midnight start for the pods tonight in San Francisco.
5:45 EcoWater SoCal pregame show with Sammy Levitt. Yes, Chris Ello and Tony Gwynn Jr. and Matt Scraby will need to work 5 extra minutes. Although Brayden's still gone. We got Scraby, I believe, coming next, right?
I think so, yeah. Over there.
Well, probably. That's it. It's good to have Pauly back. For Woodsy, I'm Ben. Have a great rest of your Monday. From all of us here at 97.3 The Fan. So long, everybody.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.